And we're live.
What's up, America? This is Brian Ozone. I'm along with the one and only Miz. Not that guy on WWF. This is the real Miz.
That's right. M-Y-S, not M-I-Z.
Right on. And you're in for another podcast of Masters of the Galaxy. And boom, baby. So we're here. We're ready to do it again. And just want to, you have any opening arguments, segments? Do you have anything you want to start the show off with real quick?
Arguments? Wow, man, I could talk all day. You know that. I'll try to keep it on topic tonight.
Sounds good.
What was tonight's topic, Brian?
We were going to watch you drink Red Apple's Ale out of a glass.
No, that's pear wine.
In your spiffy new Punisher shirt.
Some guy at work gave this to me. Said it didn't fit him.
Perfect. Gotta love free hand-me-downs.
I'll wear another man's clothes. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Why the heck not?
Yeah, why not?
Why the heck not?
Why the heck not?
So, I remember last week that I got my information incorrect. Today was the opening of the Super 7 subscription for the Club Eternia and the Club Filmation. So it's open today, guys. I got the email. I put it up on the Facebook page. So if you haven't already, go and subscribe. I got mine, and they're being processed. So in that email, Brian Flynn also said that hopefully within the end of October-ish, around that neighborhood, they should start shipping out the other figures that we bought months ago. So we will be getting them soon, hopefully. Hopefully we'll be getting them before the end of the year.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely would be.
I still have one payment to make.
Oh, you better make that payment.
I'll get it in there.
So, yeah, I mean, besides that, I really don't have any other news. Do you have any new stuff?
Yeah, I went toy hunting this weekend.
Ah!
I heard you're a man who likes to collect and likes a good bargain and go out and do a little hunting. So, girlfriend and I hit this town-wide garage sale.
Okay.
And she had posted up a picture of what we found. But we made it a little competition. The first person to find Masters of the Universe was the winner.
Okay.
I personally thought I won after we were there for about 3 hours. I stumbled across this guy in a pile of like pro set, or I can't remember what the sports memorabilia guys, the classics action figures.
Ah, Warlord.
I got a Warlord. I was like, yeah.
Nice. Nice. I actually got the newer version, the DC first appearance of him.
Nice.
And he's one of the only non-Masters figures that I have in my setup, because he's the Warlord, man. He's great.
Dude, that's what I said. I saved him. Yeah. I looked on the back. I said, 1982 Remco, New York. I'm like,
Remco.
You can't beat that. So.
Yeah. And that's the amazing thing. They were made in New York.
Yeah.
That's the coolest part. Yeah. I mean, being that we're both New York natives, I mean, it's awesome.
I got something for you later about New York anyway.
I can't wait.
This and what was the other one? Coleco. And they had another. I think Coleco was up here in New York, was produced up here, games and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, 70s and 80s.
Nice. Yeah. Unfortunately, all that stuff came to an end, though. Mm-hmm. You know, a bit sweet if they still stuck around.
Yeah. So I thought I won. She didn't believe it. You know, that's not a Masters of the Universe guy. I said, listen, it's a knockoff.
It's a knockoff. Yeah. Hey, but
he's cool as hell.
In my eyes, he is the coolest knockoff besides the – I forget his true name, the Red Skull guy.
Yes, yes.
I think he's cool too. I think those are the two coolest knockoffs that they made.
This garage sale had G.I. Joe. It had tons of everything. And I was just like, you know, I'm not versed enough in G.I. Joe or anything else. So I didn't buy anything. I looked. Caught this guy for $1. I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, you got to go for a dollar. You got
to
go for
that's where I put him up on eBay. He's up there for $1 to start. So you can have a piece of New York history, a little Remco guy. He's cool as
Yeah.
Well. So anyway, she kept going. We got towards the end. And she's, oh, she got this big excited thing. She found one of the little McDonald's He-Man 2000X, the actual He-Man guy. So she proclaimed herself the winner.
What did she win?
Nothing yet.
Oh, okay. We'll keep that for an after-hours show, I guess.
But there was a place I wanted to stop at as we were going. It was across the street. Now, this is village-wide. You couldn't get across the street, but I could see Nintendo's and stuff. I was like, oh, we got to go there. So yeah. She said, wait till the end. We walked back. I walk in. I take 2 seconds. I look down, and there is a massive storage bin, and I can just see piles of vintage Masters of the Universe guys.
Sweet.
She jumps on it. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's when the Masked New Lily comes out. You pick her up and chuck her.
Oh my god!
Get in there. You know what I mean?
You should have seen her. It was amazing. We picked it up, haggled with the guy. He was like, "We'll make a pile." I said, "Make a pile." So I'm taking the whole bin.
Guys, really? So you took it?
I took the whole bin.
How much you get it for?
Too much.
Oh really?
Let's put it that way. Too much.
See, but the thing with the bins are, what's cool is that. You got to go to the bottom because that's where, like, all the weapons and all the cool stuff fall to. Did you get any good stuff like that?
No, it was all it was about 50 figures. Some had some, you know, accessories. No real weapons, but there was also Ghostbuster stuff in there, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Guy next to me turned around and was like, oh, that's Masters of the Universe? And I was just waiting for him to be like, those are super rare. But we got it. I lugged this thing, like, 3 miles back to the car. I stopped to go get her kettle corn, and in the middle of a garage sale, this is my girlfriend, all dressed up nice. She's on her hands and knees on the sidewalk, digging through a bin of toys.
Love it. Love it.
I wish I would have snapped a picture. It was amazing. But
love it.
Got another battle cat out of it.
Oh, nice. The whole armor and everything. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. There was 50 figures. There was 10 or 11 vehicles and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
That was a really cool weekend, man. We had a lot of fun.
So I guess MPA just got restocked with a whole bunch of auctions, huh?
It's all up there. I say, what the heck?
Yeah.
I figure, what the heck? Put them up there. People want to, you know, use them or start to, you know, buy the armor form accessories, projects, customizations. They're all up there.
That's what it comes down to, you know. Sometimes you have to. Buy the figure for like one stupid armband or, you know,
yeah.
You know, it happens. So
exactly.
It's
parts
cool.
And pieces. One guy, leg off another.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I've had plenty of those figures. I actually ended up selling, excuse me. I sold one as a lot to this guy. I forgot his name. He had a funny name. He was on He-Man.org. Something Bob. It was a hysterical name, but I had a box full of just arms and legs and
yeah,
and figures that weren't complete and this and that, and he took it and I gave him a great price for it, you know, and he was a customizer, so he loved it, you know.
He got
to use everything.
That's awesome.
So yeah, you know, you come across those guys that are part seekers, that because they want to build or make their own custom figures and whatnot. So you never know. You never know what you got. Sometimes you think you got shit, but you got gold, you know?
And I was just happy that we rescued it. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
It's now.
Yeah, you can have your own show on A&E.
Toy Hunters.
Yeah. Well, the real Toy Hunter, yeah. Not that other jerk off.
Yeah.
But
hey,
but all right. So go ahead.
No,
let me get into the topic. Go ahead. I was gonna say
we spoke last week about you doing live postings.
I did.
And
one.
And lo and behold, I see you on here talking.
I did one. It was before one of my classes. Because I am in New York City. I'm a union plumber, and there's two divisions. There's the B division that does alteration, restoration, and repairs. And then you have the A division, which does new construction.
Yep.
So I am in the process of going from B to A. I've been a B plumber now since 2000. I got initiated in the union September 11th, 2000. And I only remember that because it's a year before September 11th.
Yep.
So with that being said, I have all the time. I have every all the requirements. I just need to take, I think it's 6 or 7 classes, and then I can jump to the A field, which is like a $30 increase in pay.
Yeah, get that money.
Oh, yeah. So that's my goal. So before the class, I had you in my head, and I said, let me take a walk across the street and do a quick live video chat thing. And I did. So, and I also I also came across this app. It's called Spreaker. It's called Spreaker. I think I've done 2 or 3 of them so far. You can record up to 15 minutes. It's got some effects, you know, people clapping and
yep.
things like that. I don't know if you've listened to the ones I've done.
I just saw that.
Yeah. I've done 3 of them so far. I did one today, actually. So I'm trying to please you. I'm trying to do what you want. I want you to be a happy sailor. So,
I mean, I thought it was cool. I remember when I was chasing you down, putting the wanted posters up, trying to get you to join the Waffle group. So,
yeah, I got to be honest with you. I really enjoyed that. And it's funny because I even went to Aaron. I was like, is this guy for real? I'm like, is this dude serious right now? Like, he's really like hunting me down. I don't even know who this guy is. Like, what the heck is going on here? But I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, because we're here now, you know, and it's great. I'm really happy. Yeah, and you kind of introduced me into the world of the Waffle Mania, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, man, Waffle Mafia.
yeah. It's a great thing. It's pretty cool.
It was a lot of fun, man. Go ahead. I pulled you off topic there, so go ahead and introduce.
No, this is perfect banter. No. So I was going to say, so now, you know, we'll jump into the topic. Now, with the new figures that are coming out, we are getting the Horde Mummy that was a part of the Tom Art
concept.
Right, thank you. That's what I was about to say. Concept figures that were made back in the day. And there was a bunch of them. And the Horde Mummy that we're getting was actually one of them. And I think they did a great job on them. And I'm really happy that they're going and doing this, because a lot of those figures are really cool to be made. Some of them are stupid.
Yeah.
Like that dude with the huge foot. I forget his name.
Don't spoil it.
Like Footloose, whatever his name is.
Footso, that's my favorite one.
Yeah, I'm looking at him now.
Me too. As I said, I was going to point out, that was my favorite one.
Oh, my God. So. Yeah, it says here, perhaps a concept of Fisto or an unproduced character, the need for new action features tended to get the line away from the original concept. I don't buy it. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it.
It's funny that we have no problem with a giant steel hand, oversized hand, comic hand on a guy. But you throw a giant boot on a dude and we're giving him shit.
Yeah.
It's amazing how fickle the crowd is.
Yeah, or this guy handsome with the gigantic hands. Like, come on, you know. It's like, what the heck is it, you know.
Good
one. There was some really, really cool ones, like the Horde Mummy. I really, really like that figure. I'm glad they made him. I think he's a cool sculpt, and it fits in. If it fits in with the Horde being, you know, the original Universal. What do you want to call them?
I'm missing it.
Well, they were based on like the original Universal monsters.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, like Dracula was like Hordak.
Yeah. Like Beastman. Yeah.
So, So the Mummy is really fits in well. I can't wait to get him. I think he's going to be pretty cool to have. And then you have here Horrorsaur.
Yep.
Kind of like a Whiplash type guy. He's got a tail. Moving on. This guy I would like to be made. He's called the Lizard Tongue.
Yep.
He's kind of like
just like a court jester.
He's like a court jester. But to me, he reminds me sort of like a thief from Dungeons and Dragons. So
yep.
That's what kind of appeases me to him. Like, I kind of like that part of him. Then you got this guy Manator, which is kind of like what's his
Modulok?
Face? Modulok, but sort of like that dude, like Sagittar from New Adventures.
Yes.
You know, so that was pretty cool. Of course, then there's Strobo, which we got, and I'm happy that we got him. Really excited with him. Another wacky character was the Super Brain Man.
Well, there was two there. There was Brain Man and Super Brain Man.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Tank Top right below him is
Tank
another
Top,
good one.
I'm looking at that right now. Yeah, we kind of got him with Vicron, so we already pretty much got him.
Sounds like my Puerto Rican grandfather.
Poniqua!
Poniqua!
But another thing too that I don't see here, which I wish they would have made that I've seen pictures was I believe it was the treehouse. Now I'm not.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was a good guy or it was the hordes, but that treehouse playset was pretty dope. I wish
that looked awesome.
Yeah, I'm really rooting for that to be made. Because I think you know, well, we have Grayskull. What else did we get so far? Grayskull. We got the Fright Zone, which not the Fright Zone. I'm sorry.
There was the Talon Fighter.
The Talon Fighter with
Point Dread.
Point Dread. That's what I meant to say. But yep. Even that, you know, Point Dread really isn't like a playset, so to speak. I mean,
yeah, the new one is.
Yeah, I guess, but still, you know,
you have one of those.
I got five of them.
I forgot you rolled deep.
Yeah, I got five of them. I bought a lot. I gotta put one up on MPA.
You'd make my dreams come true.
I'm gonna do it.
That'd be awesome.
Listen, when I clean my room out, there's gonna be a lot going on there. I'm not lying. I gotta do that. What do we also? We also got here the Fearless Photog, which was made. You know.
Yeah, I didn't know too much about him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was the creator character winner, and that's where he came from. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there now saying that they want to put him, they want him made in the 5.5 classic vintage style. Yeah, yep. That would be pretty cool. I also, I'd like to see Pig Boy made because, you know,
you know. Straight from the movie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just another character from the movie because what else do we have from the movie besides Karg, Gwildor, Blade, Sorod? There's really not that many other original characters. You know, you have the Air Centurion.
They didn't make the little robot alien guys, right? The He-Man's fighting in the very beginning of the movie, like the black robot guys.
No.
They'd be cool.
You know, Yeah, the shock troopers, I think they're called.
Yeah.
They'd be cool to have. Yeah, because those are also army builders. You can, you know, sell them in two packs, yeah. Like they did the horde troopers and you know, snake men and the attorney and guards. So that'd be pretty cool. We also have the horde Skeletor, Apprentice Skeletor, which
yeah,
would be
I saw
pretty
that.
Sweet.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty nice to have.
Really quickly, for anybody who's wondering what we're looking at, this is Eternian.com/conceptfigures.html. That's what we're looking at.
Okay, I'm looking at www.eternian.com.
Yep, it's just backslash concept figures.
Oh, okay, all right. So we're on the same page. Just
I gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like... a lot of these figures, you know, who knows? Maybe they're gonna make them. Some of them I think are pretty cool. Here we go: an early sketches for unproduced Transparent Man. I don't know what they would do with him. I mean, I guess he'd sort of be like a Roboto guy, like you can see his guts, you know.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty sweet. Then we got here Tree Plant Man.
Looks like Evil Seed.
Yeah, he does. Tree Plant Man was the name found on the concept drawing of the unproduced character. So Yeah, he again, he could be like another Earth type guy, like Moss Man and Evil Seed. I don't know if he's good or bad. There's no indication, but
no, he looks evil.
He does. He does.
I think with the new movie coming out, the popularity of everything we got going on, the groups, the .org, man, I pretty much think they're going to make whatever figures they can. You know, they'll go on the polls and the votes that people want to see, but there's money to be made. There's figures to be made. Why would
yes,
they stop?
Exactly.
I'm sure we'll see some new figures in the movie, some new characters.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I could definitely I definitely see that being made.
Which is cool to me. I'm ready for some new He-Man stuff. I love the vintage. I love, like you said, everything that we have now. But hey, if we're gonna keep going, let's get some new stuff.
You gotta have new stuff. You gotta because it's just evolution. I mean, you know, even with the new adventures, they had you know, Darius, but they
I still haven't brought myself to watch it.
You have to, dude. I'm telling you. Listen to me. Listen, I was a hater for so many years. I vomited, you know, just thinking about it. But the drought after the MYP cartoon got canceled, I needed a fix. I needed a fix, bro. I needed, you know, I needed something running through my veins. So,
oh man,
a friend of mine was able to hook me up with the entire series. Yep. You know, before it was on DVD. And it's if you go into it with a complete open mind and just go into it thinking, okay, you're starting over.
Yep.
You're gonna enjoy it. It's a continuous story. It's not all right. It's not like a Filmation cartoon where it's a one off. Every show is a one off story. It's continuous and it's great. Teela is in an episode. You know, you have the sorceress almost in every episode. It's a really, really good story. It's just got a bad rap because it in a lot of people's eyes, it wasn't He-Man. He-Man doesn't have a ponytail. Power source is different. The transformation scene sucked. You know, there was a lot of downsides to it. But if you go into it with an open mind and accept it for what it's worth, it's really, really cool. It's a great story. And again, like I said, it's a continuous storyline, which makes it better because it's not a one-off story. It just keeps going and going. And the last episode was great because they were supposed to come back to Eternia in season two. And it would have been amazing because supposedly, I believe it was Jitsu that took over Skeletor's throne.
Really?
So that would have been a conflict to see right there. Skeletor taking back his throne.
Oh, yeah.
And the Goatmen, they had a big presence of being Skeletor's minions before he left Eternia to go with He-Man into the future. Yep. So you would have them involved. To me, it's a great story. You know, I don't want to say too much to ruin it for you or anybody else who never saw it. But definitely give it a shot, especially, you know, your girlfriend's into it.
Yes.
Sit down and watch it with her. The first episode, man, amazing.
Really?
The first episode is probably the best episode. And the last episode is probably the best episode.
I've heard the story was good. That's the only good thing I've heard about it, is that it was a good story.
Yeah, no, it's very well, it's very written well. And I'll tell you a story.
I love stories.
This is a good story. When we had when Gwildor was made for the classics toys, I came up. I wrote a whole story and I put it on the org, about how to introduce the whatever they're called now, the Galaxy Protector. I forget what they call them, but I came up with an idea. And Jack Oleaster, the writer of New Adventures, was on my side. He loved my story. And he actually took my storyline and went to Mattel with it.
Wow, but that's awesome.
But Scott, he already had his bios already pre-written, so he denied me. So what my storyline was that Gwildor used the cosmic key to go into the future to get the new the Galactic Guardians to help He-Man on Eternia instead of vice versa, instead of He-Man leaving to go there.
Yep.
And the mutants followed suit and came to Eternia.
Wow.
And there's more to it. I can't remember it. I have to find it. But I thought it was so awesome that the writer of the show loved my story so much that he actually approached Mattel with it. But if Scott Neitlich didn't already pre-write the bios, then my story could have been in the lore of Masters of the Universe. Because
dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, because you know, I made it seem that the cosmic key was more, and it should be more important than what they use it for. It's an amazing tool. You could do so much. You could do so much with that thing, you know. So that's what I did. Like I thought about it, and I was like, why don't you use it to get them to come here to fight the fight instead of going somewhere else? Because then you can still have all the Eternian guys plus the guys from the future, and you have everybody on one battlefield, you know, fighting on the good and the bad. So, you know, like I said, he took my story, he went to Mattel, he gave the pitch, and everything. Supposedly they liked it, but unfortunately the storylines were already pre-written and they didn't want to change it because then it'd have to change, you know, a whole bunch of figures, bios, and stuff like that. So it was already, the wheels were so far in motion that they couldn't stop it and rewrite everything. So, you know, my 15 seconds of fame got ruined.
It's not over yet. There's still
many
years of what we got going on here. So don't give up, man. I'd love.
No. Listen, we're almost 10 years into this. It's amazing.
That's what I'm saying. I've been an artist from the time I can remember. I've been drawing pictures. Cannot write for shit. Cannot write. I can draw anything in the world. I can come up with crazy creations, man.
Yeah.
Come up with a story in a comic book, it is like the worst thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I appreciate people who can write and develop characters. And like you said, one of my big things is when I watch movies or TV shows, my girlfriend will watch these terrible shows like The Bachelor or like Pretty Little Liars. Like they have no character development, no storyline, no plot. I love, like, I'm watching Bates Motel right now, and I love the fact that it's like it builds in to show you Norman Bates pre Norman Bates as an adult. To me, I love that stuff. So, to me, that's awesome. It's a very cool skill to have.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's tough. It's tough to write, especially if you're gonna do a good story, and then you gotta have a good artist to go with it, because you
correct.
The words can only go so far. You have to have an illustrator that's going to be able to translate that into art and present it and show it. So, you know, they go hand in hand. And I think that's what the problem was with the Eternia was, because they kind of sucked.
I read some of it. I haven't finished it. But, yeah, I was
not a big fan. Not a big fan. I actually did like the Masters of the Universe versus Justice League. I thought that was a pretty good story. But that I would say give that a shot. But the Eternia Wars kind of really bit the bullet. they could have did so much better or just keep the damn – it's just – I think they were all over the place and trying to include – oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I unplugged myself there.
That's all right.
I think they just went all over the place and tried to incorporate as many characters as they could. And it just, to me, it just didn't work. it's like the Batman movies when you'd have, Batman, and then they'd have Chris O'Donnell as Robin, and then like three villains.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's all over the place. You know, it's to me, it's just too much. You kind of.
Too much at once.
Yeah, you kind of got to buckle down and just have a certain storyline, stick with it. You can have like a subplot with different characters, but when you're all over the place with all these characters, it's too confusing and you lose interest.
Yeah, there's not enough time.
Yeah. It's just not good. It's not good for anybody and everybody.
Definitely. So I mentioned to you, I got a little thing for New York for you.
Okay.
So I think this Wednesday is my birthday.
Yes, it is.
Gonna be an old man turning 37.
Yeah.
So the girlfriend and I, we're going to take a trip to New York. Not this month.
Okay.
We usually come down to the city.
So you can sleep on my couch?
Maybe. We're trying to find hotels.
You're more than welcome, my friend.
But we're going to be down in New York City, Broadway area. I'm not sure how far that is from you.
It's a train right away.
We're taking the train down for Poughkeepsie. Okay. So I was thinking maybe we should hook up while we're down there. We're going toy hunting, and we should do a live podcast when we're down in the city.
I'm all about it.
All right.
Like I said, the only problem is with New York City is that we don't have that stuff. You know, it's very hard to come across.
We've been scoping out comic book stores and everything. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Well, if you go to West Village Comics, they have stuff, but they're pricey. There was the best store in the world. It was called Love Saves the Day, LSD for short, like the Beatles song.
Yep.
And that was the store before eBay. That was, dude, you needed something. You needed an obscure anything. You'd go there. You pay a little money, but you would get whatever you needed. You know, those are back in the days where, you know, you had to make connections and talk to people and make friends and this and that. So
you actually had to be personable.
Yes. But unfortunately, with the internet booming, it went out of business because people were able just to go to the source and not through them. So it sucks. They left. But, in the city here, it's, you know, swap meets and flea markets and things like that are they're really tough. They're really hard to come by. I know.
Well, regardless if we find toys or not, we should definitely hook up.
We will.
You know, it could be 10-20 minutes. I know you're a busy man.
No. We'll find time together. We'll definitely do something.
Get some tacos, some Coronas.
Yeah, and now another thing, too, is Toys R Us is going bankrupt. I mean, another toy store. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
We're just talking about that.
This is just so sad. I mean, even though I have pictures, they're not personally my pictures, but I have pictures saved of people who took pictures of the aisles of He-Man and Star Wars from Toys R Us back in the day when they actually would stock the shelves with toys.
Not just
a 2-foot section of three toys, you know.
Nope. I remember those days.
Yeah, those days, man. Like I have an uncle, and you know, every birthday he would take us to Toys R Us or this toy store in our neighborhood called Jason's, and you know, we'd go, and they'd have so many things to pick and choose from. It's so crazy, and now it's like, you know, I go with my son. And the amount of toys that these places, it's just so slim to narrow to none. It's sad. It's sad.
Dude, it kills me. Like I said, just because I'm an 80s kid, but like you said, the amount of toys that we had, the diversity.
Yeah.
I was just at Toys R Us a couple weeks. I'm going to be going back. I can't remember when the Beast Man comes out. I know it's out. Some people have it.
What do you mean the Beast Man? What Beast Man?
The Toys R Us Flock Beastman Pop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's out. The New York, I believe it's a New York Fall.
Oh, snap.
Luckily, a good friend of mine who's been through the website is sending me one. I try to pay him for it and try to pay him shipping. He won't take it.
Does he have an extra?
I don't know. I can't account for him. I know he posted it up.
Ask him for me.
I will double check. But there is one on eBay right now. I don't know the guy who has it posted, but he has it up there for $20 or $25 bucks.
Buy it now or it's still an auction?
It's fixed price, $25 bucks, and there's an auction going for one from the guy who's giving me one. I think it's at $15 bucks right now at the auction. So
I'll check it out as soon as we get over.
Yeah, but the fixed price one is $25 bucks free shipping. Nice. I don't know what they're going for. I haven't looked at the eBay prices.
It's probably like $10 bucks, you know, well, retail, $10 bucks.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
But the fact that they're hard to get.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to check that out as soon as we get done talking here.
I was going somewhere with that story. I forgot.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We do that a lot here on the show.
Oh, Toys R Us. Toys R Us. I'm yelling probably. I can't. These damn earbuds are. No, I was just in there. I remember where you could have like army gear and micro machines, and there'd just be, like you said, walls.
Just walls of toys, man. Just craziness.
Now, all I see in Toys R Us right now is an aisle of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Wrestling. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And like some weird section where they have mixed stuff in, some Funko Pop.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So like, I don't know what this Freddy something night is.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's like, I remember the store being completely from wall to wall filled with toys. Now it's a tiny section of toys. Then you have the bikes,
baby clothing,
bikes,
and bikes,
right? And then it goes into the Babies R Us. Then they have the Kids R Us, Toys R Us, all in one store, and it's ridiculous because, and they wonder why everybody goes online to, you know,
correct,
wherever, Amazon, eBay, all these other joints, because you're not displaying or selling any of the product that people want, and it's
diversity.
It's nobody's fault but Toys R Us. I mean, you're the last huge toy store across the nation, and everybody knows the name. Everybody knows Toys R Us, and you go there, the shelves are treated like crap. There's just stuff everywhere. Nothing is fixed the way it should be. And it's just frustrating to even go there because you're going to go there and you're just going to see complete, like a tornado went off. And they never have anything. The people are too bothered to go in the back and check.
You know,
it's just really worthless. That's why I'm saying they're killing themselves. If they would just do the right thing, go the extra mile and better customer service, maybe. Hey, maybe
secure a deal with Super 7.
Yeah.
I would love to see those toys back on the shelves again in the retail store. Take away some of the scalping, some of the
what
hard
He-Man?
Yeah,
He-Man figures.
Yeah.
Well, you'll never.
I know. It's a dream.
Toys R Us. They put the knife in that. And listen, the 2000 X series. They actually killed the Toys R Us, that whole thing they had with Toys R Us. Toys R Us wanted nothing to do with Masters.
Those in the commemorative.
Yeah. Well, because they had all the Smash Blade, all those peg warmers. So, they cut the ties with Mattel with the He-Man Masters stuff.
Yep.
Then I was shocked that when they did the DC versus Masters, that they carried those lines. And what happened again is they got screwed with all the Stratos versus Hawkman, Merman versus Aquaman. You know, they were there for months and months and months, and they refused to put them on sale. They refused to lower the price, which didn't make sense to me. It's like, you want to get rid of them. You want to make room, reduce the price. People will buy them. They'll customizers will buy those figures to customize new figures.
Correct.
But they didn't do it. So I really don't see Toys R Us ever carrying He-Man or Masters figures anywhere in the near future.
Yeah.
I just
especially with the
see
bankruptcy.
It. Well, yeah.
It's tough, man. It was, like I said, a couple weeks ago, we went to the mall down here. And like I said, I went to a Think Geek and I saw Masters of the Universe on the shelf. The classics, the Anti-Attorney, He-Man, the She-Ra. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
prices were same as you could get at GameStop. But it was cool to see.
Just to see it, yeah.
At 36 years old, I'm in a retail store and here's some He-Man. So
let me ask you a question. Are you near the, what do they call it? The Commonwealth? What are those things called? There's a bunch of outlets or something like that.
No, that's.
Do you know what I'm talking
like
2 hours
for me. Yes, we actually went there early spring.
What's the name of that place?
I don't know.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? They have like all this stuff.
We posted pictures. My girlfriend, her mom, we went up.
See
there
that's something that I'd like to meet up and we can do if you want.
Yeah.
That's something that I think that we'd find some stuff, because even in Connecticut, I used to go with my friends 20 years ago. Connecticut
has everything.
Yeah, Connecticut, they had indoor-outdoor flea markets. And that's where I found the Wonder Bread He-Man for $1.99, man.
I was searching through that bin when I found it for that Wonder Bread He-Man.
Yeah, man. Dude, I'm telling you, it's sick that you can find this stuff. I can't think of the name of the damn place. Commonwealth. I think it's Commonwealth.
I can't remember the name of it either, but I've been there.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could set up a trip on a weekend, on a Saturday. I'll drive up there, and we could do it. I mean,
I'll meet you up there.
There's definitely – see, that's like I said, that's the one thing that sucks about living down here is that we have nothing like that at all. It's – you got –
Look, man.
What?
We'll be like a poor man's Batman and Robin, all right? We'll go out. You and I will hunt. We'll take live videos. We'll bring it to the next level, all right? Ozone and the Miz, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's it. I mean,
it sounds like a Saturday morning bad cartoon.
hopefully with good ratings. no, but people that have the luxury of going to these places, flea markets, swap meets, whatnot. And you hear stories of them coming out with boxed original vintage stuff for $10, $15.
I see people posting this shit all over Facebook. I'm like, where do you live? What are you doing?
It's insane, man. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. I think you said you've been to the resorts, right? The casino over here? Oh, that might have been someone else.
It wasn't me.
At Aqueduct? All right.
No, I haven't been there.
There's a racetrack right over here, Aqueduct Racetrack. Before they built the casino there, every Saturday, they would have a flea market. Now, this flea market was humongous, gigantic. I mean, it was so huge. And there...
I'm ready right now.
And there, you'd find all the cool stuff. But ever since the casino went up, they did away with all the flea markets for some strange reason. I guess for the parking or whatever. But even still, to this day, they never fill... The parking lot alone is like 3 or 5 miles. It's huge. Yeah. But they don't do it anymore. It's unfortunate. And, but I would love to go toy hunting, man. I would love to go toy hunting. To me, that's so much fun.
To me, it's the same thing. Like I said, I used to be a huge eBayer. And I used to sell classic video games, retro video games, and the same thing. I, by myself, single, mid-20s, weekends in the summer and spring, I'm out in my car like a 95-year-old woman going to garage sales, going to flea markets. Hey, man, I had a junk job. I made like $21,000 a year. And then doing the eBay.
Right, right.
And the games, I'd make $45,000, $50,000 some games.
Oh, Jesus. So, crazy.
You know, it was. But I loved hunting it down. I loved finding that stuff.
Yeah.
To me, like I said, now I have a girlfriend that shares that with me.
That's even better.
Awesome. That's, now I'm not by myself.
That's even better. I'm definitely going to be your third wheel.
Hey, man. You're always welcome, whether we come down that way, you come up here.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do something. We're going to have to figure something out.
We've got Saratoga Comic-Con coming up here November 11th and 12th. It's nothing huge, but the Saratoga Civic Center has a little Comic-Con we do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this will be the first time I'm going to it. I'm going to go out there and, you know, do my eBay promoting.
Okay.
And see what they got.
What is it, Saturday and a Sunday?
Yeah, it's like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, November. I think it's November 10th, 11th, and 12th, or something like that. But okay. It's on Facebook. It's just Saratoga Comic-Con.
When are you going? What days are you going? Are you going to all of them?
I'll probably go like Saturday.
Oh, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll meet up with you and go there then. Because I'm always down for cons, man. You always find some cool stuff.
I've never been to one, so I'm looking to start.
Oh, yeah, you're going to love it. You'll definitely absolutely love it. And hey, what's good about cons is you can always haggle the price. You know,
yes.
They're not fixed. So
I am.
And I'm the king of haggling. Trust me. I am the king. So,
yeah, man, all right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so, all right, so let's wrap this sucker up, brother. You got anything you want to say before we say goodnight?
Yeah, sadly, the Giants suck. I'm sorry, I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you, but it's a sad season.
Anyway, I want to throw a huge thank you out to Motu Evolution, John Itis. They did a Scare Glow Pop giveaway for Most Powerful Auctions and eBay.com.
And I didn't win, damn it.
I know, dude.
Damn.
I did a quick giveaway for it. Every month I'm going to be doing one. I got a Mint on Card, nice figure for October. I want to thank Masters of the Galaxy. I want to thank you, Brian, woo-hoo! For having me on the show.
Oh, you're always welcome. You're always welcome.
You just
welcome.
Brought it back to my attention that when you brought me in with that wanted poster, I'm a moderator. So.
Yeah, dude, you're a part of the family, man.
As part of the family, I have to come on and start annoying everybody now and start promoting more shows and start getting on there and talking more. So.
That is it, my man. And
across the board, I've been lax in what I've been doing with other groups because of the website. But now that it's starting to run by itself, members are in there doing things and everything's kind of cleared up, I'm starting to free up my time again. So it's nice to get back and talk to all the groups and all the people that helped me get there. So
cool.
Just want to thank everybody. We hit our over 200 members.
I saw that post today.
To me, that's huge. I never thought we'd have over 50. Now we're over 200 international. So
it's key, man. It's like I said, 2-3 months. That's amazing.
2 months. 2 months.
That's 100 people a month, man. That's great.
Yeah, man. So that's it for my promotions. Get over to Lucky Legends. Get over to Lord of Destruction Waffles. Lock Wheel, our brother in Puerto Rico. And absolutely get over. Oh, look at that stretch.
Oh, you saw that. Shush.
Everybody can see that. I'm going to cut it off there. Most Powerful Waffles, eBay.com. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Just want to say thanks to PopCultureNetwork.com. And don't forget, guys, you can go to MOTGPodcast.com and you can listen to this and past podcasts that we did if you want to catch up or if you want to go back and just listen to something that we said. I also want to say thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to all the followers on the Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page. Yep. I want to say thanks to everybody that's involved in the Waffle Mafia. Thanks to all the other web pages, websites, Facebook pages, everybody that's involved in this community. You guys kick ass. You guys just rock and, you know,
make it all possible.
Yeah, you make this possible by keeping it alive. You'd be surprised, even the littlest amount of energy you put into it, it echoes into something huge. Yep. And you make it and keep it relevant. And that's the key, because right now there is no relevance. There's nothing going on majorly. We don't have a comic, a cartoon, a movie. We don't have anything. It's just us. It's the people it's the community, correct, that's keeping it alive. So with that being said, you know, thank you and thank you for listening. Thank you, Miz. Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Thank you, Baby Jesus. Because, you know, like in, you know, Talladega Nights, you got to love Baby Jesus. So with that being said, man, I just want to say thanks again. And to next time, rock on, man. We'll see you then.
Boom, baby.
There we go.
Take care, everybody. Thanks.
Later.